lines will be accessed from the east rather than straight on into the porch.
From the north.
While we're there, on elevation, there is no change except for some larger windows, some medium-sized windows, some fire safety, and more light and air. The canopy over the front door. Newer vinyl siding to replace the old. The back of the back of the house is the south elevation on Third Street. Is the lower deck, gray line steps to access it. A triple back run upstairs to get up to the second floor deck, which is elevated above the first floor deck, which is guarded with a 42-inch guardrail. There is a new roof at the rear of the stair. And the entrance into the second floor, so there's some cover. So you can access the second floor under cover. And each stair and actually one of the mechanical condensers is located behind that projecting wall of the new stair.
And they're going to be at least 10 at the 10-foot elevation, the mechanicals?
Everything.
Steve, I have a question for you while you're talking about stairs and means of egress. They're for that second floor apartment, you're not required to have two means of egress. I know you have a covering over the stairs that they're supposed to be protected from snow or ice buildup, and I'm not sure. Are you able to have, you have one means of egress, they're both over wooden decks, which are combustible. And I would think for winter, you would need two means of egress. You would have to have some type of a non-combustible staircase out.
2 points, that's a good point. The underside of the deck of the second floor will need to be covered in a non-combustible material, moisture-resistant sheetrock. Done this before. That takes care of that issue. The other issue about the second means of egress is not required. The windows need to be fire department access doors. So the new windows of the house are 5.7 square feet of opening. Allow access for the big guy to jump and get out the window. So, that answer the question?
Yes.
Does the proposal, other than the expansion of the pre-existing non-conforming, does what will propose is it the entry area, the existing area, or the other one of those for pre-existing?
No, the only bulk variance that's noted, Mr. Hart called it well, is the distance to the deck on the second level in the rear, which
personally it is approximately 15, the second floor is 17, even 15, it would be needing the variance.
Well, that's a good point. Consider it either de minimis or require us to set back another 8 inches, keeping in mind all along that the deck is cantilevered and it doesn't touch the ground. It doesn't touch the ground at that point.
This is the second floor deck or the first?
Second floor deck.
And so the requirement is 15 feet and you're at 14.33?
On the first floor. But the second floor is 7 feet.
No, that's the it's 14.3 feet to the corner of the deck from the rear property line.
Which floor are you talking about? Just
second floor.
Okay.
First floor is well back beyond that 17 feet.
Okay, so it's only the second floor that needs.
Yeah, and it was just a slip of the van, but it's also a cantilever. It's not like it touches the ground. If that's permissible or it's considered a minimum, or if we must, it's a various condition that will.
So you're off by 8 inches, is what you're saying, right? 9 inches.
Eight inches, right.
You can get both in that 17 feet minimum from the property line.
And he only needs to be 15 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
The The front yard, I don't understand here, it's, the requirement is zero, and you are zero. Why do you need variance for that? I don't understand.
Oh, it would because of our crazy ordinance.
Yeah, it is crazy. Maybe you could describe that.
Well, not really, although I just wrote about it in the Manhattan brief today, but.
Okay, all right.
Because it's zero, because we, there's two front yards, basically. And so it's zero to the west and 25 to the east.
I still don't understand.
These are north and south.
This is north and south.
North and south, our ordinance is not mentioned.
What about, no, to be the setback into 25 feet east, because the lots on the, yeah.
Right, well, couldn't be, but the, Dave asked me why. It's because he has two front yards. So but the front yard setback ordinance says that it's a zero front yard setback on the west, but it's a 25 front yard setback if it's on the east.
And these are north south.
This is north and south, so maybe that doesn't even apply.
It may not.
It may not.
It's been noticed.
The other one you have lot coverage. You said it has to be less than 70%. You say you're 69%. You're asking for a variance. It's not the ball. It looks like it's
45.1%. Does that have to do with street frontage? I'm raising the
hey, Dave, doesn't that have to do with street frontage?
No. No, it's highlighted, but it does apply. It's not listed either in the engineer's review letter as a bulk variance.
Well, what are you talking about now?
On the bulk variance is on the front page, lot coverage, the second from the end.
Okay.
It says less than 70% is required, and they're doing 69, but they're asking for down.
No,
we're not.
No, they're not. Oh, okay. But it's on the plan.
It's actually the coverage of the rear yard.
One person.
So that has to be corrected on the plan.
Right.
If you divide up by 3.5%.
Yeah, see the two aspects of the site. Proposed non-conforming, non-conforming, new variance. Yeah, the way it's notated on the
plan
that shows the new variance.
Oh, but a question.
Yeah, it should not have been highlighted.
Yeah, it was highlighted.
No, yeah, the double asterisk and then the note below.
Yeah. So just have to correct that on the plan. It's not needed.
So having been through all that, Mr. Seavey, do you feel that the is a court about facility section D?
Yes, I do.
Why is that?
It's felt that the variance can be granted without some physical detriment to public good, and that will not substantially impair the intent purpose of the zone plan or the zoning ordinance.
This is God bless you. The use variance arises from the pre-existing two-family use, correct? And in this zone, mixed use is allowed, but no residential on the first floor. And this has always had residential on the first floor. That okay. And you're merely extending it, but well, not merely, but you're extending it by 9 feet. Okay. And I just want to ask you a couple of things on the parking.
Yeah, we're just going to bring that up.
Okay, parking spaces. Yeah. So you're showing some spaces off of East Surf. Okay, and
one more. Yes, you can. But it's tight. But a 3/8-foot space is 24 feet. But for example, the site is 26 feet wide. So I'm showing you on the first floor plan.
Yeah.
I'm showing you two vehicles parked. But
what's the width of 26 feet?
The lot is 26 feet,
I guess. Okay. But you also need a variance for parking in the setback.
In the front yard.
Yeah. Well, or.
Yeah.
It's still in a setback, but it's from the back.
Yeah. It's two things. You can't park in the front yard and you can't park in the setback. And so that's so just adding on to you, Dave, not detracting from yours.
Or the rear yard. The 50 feet is the rear yard.
Either or.
There is parking on New Street, and I know that they had a resident permit for that in the past. There is room for two cars here. There's an old abandoned one car from their second floor, and they need to have two. And you can't squeeze one car in there. One of the comments from the engineer's review was the curb, and if you repaired it, what type it have to be. And the only, there really is no need to change the curb. It's 7 foot width of sidewalks on New Street and Surf, but the entire curb on Surf is malleable, basically. And any portion of the curbing that would be repaired would be enlarged opening from 12 feet to probably 24 feet to make it affordably accessible.
You can fit two cars jump with many doors.
So on
Surf is where your parking is, correct?
Yes.
And it's the entire width of the property, correct?
Yes.
And it's a mountable curb?
Yeah. Well, most of it is. A section of it that will be replaced. The entire site is concrete. Talk about, I think the only impervious area is a small planter on New Street. But a small section of curb that when the concrete is repaired in the driveway replaced, that will be also compared to the request curb.
So any curb that's destroyed will be repaired.
Right.
And it's depressed curb on each surface?
Yeah, for about 12 feet, and then there's another 12 feet or so that we need there.
Okay, so you will add to each surf so that the entire frontage will be curved with depressed curb, correct?
Yes, no different than the than lot two, which you can also see next to, which has the depressed curb all the way along.
And you don't anticipate you're going to do anything to the curbing on new?
No.
Okay, so, but if you do, you're going
to
fix it.
Or then you might have to repair the sidewalk and we remove the concrete steps that are.
Okay. And so again, any sidewalk disturbed will be repaired.
Are there new sidewalks on one side?
On new?
No. Oh, yeah, on new.
Are new on new? I'm not sure. It looks pretty clean.
And do you need a CAFRA approval, or do you have a letter of no intent? In interest, sorry.
I will get the letter of no intent for that, as well as the Mount County Planning Board.
You know what? I just have a vague hold that we don't need that in our town.
What, the no interest?
No county roads, there's no county properties. They're not interested in it. Because I've been through the application and spent the money on the application. They said they have no jurisdiction over most of the county roads. So Dave Holder agreed that he's going to sort of remove that from the request.
Okay.
Old soil, Monmouth County Planning Board.
Yeah, those you need. The Monmouth County Planning Board, you don't need. They're only interested in county properties and county roads.
And the floodplain official.
They will like me.
Yeah, while you're on the floodplain, I have a question. In Dave Holder's report here, you're showing 10-foot first floor, finished floor.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the letter here, it says, shall have the lowest horizontal structural member, including basement together with attendant utility and sanitary facilities. I don't know what that means, sanitary piping.
He's saying 10 foot.
Built to a minimum of 3 foot above the base flood elevation of 10 foot.
Right.
That's the underside of the lowest structural member. You're showing 10 foot is the 54.
In the eight zone, the floor elevation is the flood elevation.
That's only the B zone. That's not right.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying there's not a Dave Holder report's not right?
Right. I mean, yes. That's, in the B zone, that's all it is.
So the other zone is.
It's in the, but well, you're in the AE zone. So your finished first floor is at 10 feet, but not the lowest horizontal structural member. Is that correct?
There's also requirements for.
Wait, just answer that one.
Ask me again.
Well, you got to listen. Your finished first floor is at 10 feet, okay, but not the lowest horizontal structural member.
No.
Okay.
All but 23% of the floor area exists at that height. The only thing that's in there was 213 square feet.
And they'll be at that.
Dave references the AD zone in his letter. If he's wrong, then maybe you should be aware of that in that letter.
Sure.
Or something has to be done.
Okay.
We can't make this up. I understand that they know what you're talking about, but if it's in the engineer's letter, the board, somebody has to.
Well, I think we can address that. Of course, we're going to be compliant, so we can.
Paul, I don't want to lead you astray either. It's been a long, it was approved based on, you know, what was said at the meeting. I don't have to be that.
So we're going to.
What elevation?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to check that.
Which we had done that, Bill.
I think what he's referring to is you can't put the heat ducts and anything in the crawl space.
Well, he specifically said, well, it's structural.
He does.
Right.
That's.
But the house doesn't have to be elevated to that point. The finished floor is.
Okay.
It's just. Yeah, we.
Oh, yeah. It's a B zone that specifically references the last horizontal.
Yeah.
So that.
Construction wise. But in an AE zone, you just can't have any mechanical equipment or anything below flood level.
So what we'll say is that he's going to, the applicant will comply with the flood elevation requirements, however they are determined to be. So if Hodder's right, you're wrong, then you'll be back.
We should get a clarification.
I'll do that too, but for this one, and if he's, they're wrong, then they'll have to come back.
There's other ways to handle it.
Right, whatever. Yeah, you can work that out with the engineer.
You know, there's a three-foot, for example, flood-resistant structure that is speaking about flood. Sometimes that bottom, that's. That qualifies for, that's another aspect of the construction.
How about sidewalks?
Well, that's for the AE, but Seabright has a three-foot.
That's right, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did you talk about sidewalks on East Surf?
No. There was no intention on any repair to the sidewalk.
Is there a sidewalk on East Surf?
Oh, yes.
I know there is on East Snow.
Yeah, it's similar.
I thought you said you were going to repair.
The curb. And the sidewalk that is affected by the compressed curb.
Okay. Here's the voter's letter again says.
But on New Street is what, where it said when they removed the steps, they were going to repair the sidewalk. But I thought you testified before that you were changing that entrance, the entire length of it.
Curving.
Yes.
Curving.
Of course, in a curve to the west needs to be the front.
And that old rotten concrete back there is all going to stay?
No, that's all.
The whole backyard, which is concrete now, is going to be chopped.
The sidewalk. The sidewalk needs to be repaired.
Okay. So that's a yes.
Came out of that, sir.
Yeah. I was kind of making sure that. It's what I looked at today. It was not pretty.
A lot of concrete. Also.
There'll be a lot of work going on back there. Thank you, Steve.
Steve, you're finished?
Yes, I'm not seeing any questions.
Board members have any additional questions in the testimony? Yeah, we gotta go to public.
I know. Okay. Oh, he did go.
Anyone in the public have a question about the testimony or a statement about this application? If not, public portion is now closed. Discussion or a motion from the board?
moving forward, just let me go over again what's been discussed, that this is a pre-existing non-conforming use. It's a two-family upstairs and downstairs. Has been, according to testimony, since the 50s. The proposal is to extend that about 9 feet on the south side to provide better, safer layout and living area and livability, improved livability of the individual units. It's an undersized lot. We talked about the front setbacks. It's, you know, obviously it's a got two fronts, two front yards, because it goes all the way through the two streets. So they need front yard setback. Also need a rear yard setback. If the board is all right with that proposed deck, which where 15 feet is required, the deck on the.
I was going to ask the biggest question, variance, take 9 inches off on that deck.
Is that, please, board, we can do that.
That's right. Okay, so the second floor deck will be amended to comply.
Not only
okay.
So I'll make that 15 feet off the property line.
Right. All right. You're also enclosing or putting the roof over the stairs that go to the second floor. Currently, some of the improvements that were discussed is that the steps, the existing steps extend into the sidewalk. They will be eliminated under this plan. The entrance will be accessed from the east with new wooden stairs, which will not extend into the sidewalk. All mechanicals, et cetera, will be above the BFP. The underside of the second floor deck is going to be a non-combustible. The windows are going to be fire accessible, which improves the safety and health of the structure and the residents. The plans are going to be corrected to reflect the proper lot coverage. A variance is not required on that. The applicant testified that there will be parking on East Surf Street with two cars at a minimum, but possibly, you know, they can squeeze three in there. There's a variance that gives rise to a variance for parking in the setbacks, which I think the board has always been in favor of because you're getting parking off the street. Any curbing will just be that is destroyed or damaged will be repaired. There will be depressed curbing along the entire frontage on East Surf Street, which will allow access for those cars to park off of the street. And again, any sidewalk also that is disturbed or damaged would be repaired. The applicant will get a letter of no interest from CAPRA that the applicant has testified that the finished floor, first floor is at 10 feet, which is 3 feet above the BFE of 7. On the existing and the proposed addition, but that if there was a question about what really is required and the applicant will comply with whatever the flood elevation requirements are. And the second floor deck will be amended. The dimensions will be changed so that it's compliant with the 15-foot setback.
Discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the application for the stipulations you just said.
Second. Can we roll call, please?
Cashmore?
Yeah.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Knott?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
McGinley?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Hey, excuse me. Can you email this to me? Thank you. Give me a moment. Okay, you can rip it off. I think you can. All right. Yeah, you could. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thanks. No, I know you're not.
How about hold this letter? You got that in there? Okay.
Beforehand.
On to Number seven, 526 Ocean Avenue, James and Maureen Horahan. Good evening, folks.
Good evening. I'm Jim Horahan, 526 Ocean Avenue. You're assuming variance that the outside deck, and my deck on upper door, and the outside look.
Okay, to start us off, I have reviewed the notice on this one. Let me just pull it down here. And the jurisdictional packet all seem to be in good order. I've marked the jurisdictional packet as A1. The applicant has presented a survey, which I'm marking as A2. And it's a survey by Seneca, dated 5/10/97, upon which the applicant, I'm guessing, he'll testify to that, but somebody has handwritten in where the proposed deck will be and elevator shaft, whatever its enclosure will be. They have put that right onto this plan. And I've marked that, as I said, as A2. And so, Mr. Horahan, you're going to testify. Can you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And why don't you just spell your last, state your name and spell your last name for the
record? Jim Horahan, H-O-U-R-I-H-A-N.
Okay. So, let me just pull this up.
Is there any requirement on the age of the survey, Kelly?
Well, they're not really, we don't require it. At least I'm not sure. I'd have to look at that. I don't know offhand.
Would your testimony be that this is pretty old?
I was just going to ask him to do that.
Go ahead.
Yep, no, go ahead. Well, let me go through it. So, Mr. Horahan, you presented to the board this survey, which was prepared by Frank Ernst of Seneca Survey Company, dated 5/10/97. Is that when you purchased the home? Okay, so other than what you have handwritten on here, where it says proposed 12x20 deck and 5x6 foot elevator, are there any other changes to the lot itself? Anything else that's been added?
From that drawing, as you can see, the drawings that I provided, these are the deck.
Okay, when you say the drawings you provided.
That's the plan to, after I purchased the house, some
20
years ago.
When you say drawings you provided, did you provide something other than this survey?
Yes, I did.
Am I missing it?
So you came before the board and had an application?
Right.
And there was an approval for an additional deck in the past?
Well, put a second story on the
second story on.
And that work has all been completed?
Many years ago.
Yeah.
But that's not reflected on the survey.
No, I don't see any other drawings that were presented.
We have this survey and it's drawing. The drawings I've got.
Yes, you can.
This time?
Yes.
Do you see him?
No.
I didn't see him.
The survey I used was the survey I had from the first.
Right, the one I just talked about.
To change for the elevation.
Okay. That's not reflected on this survey that we are looking at now, correct?
That
doesn't
possibly.
Or what else?
Are not reflected in this survey.
These are the second one.
So is there
a 1.5 story?
Right. So are there any drawings, maps, surveys, plans, or anything that would reflect what is currently on on the site, including decks that are not shown on this. Okay, and what are you, what is that that you're?
These are drawings that I produced.
When?
I don't think, you know what, I'm feeling bad that you sat here all night, but I don't know if we can proceed with a survey. Just the house has changed since the survey was done.
This is the only. Yeah, the house had.
That was 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Except the survey said one and one half story.
If you want to speak, you're going to have to get sworn in. It's okay, you're allowed to.
But is this survey after you did the renovation or before you did it before?
Nothing on the structure, it's the footprint of the survey.
But after you did the changes of the structure, did you get a new survey?
The footprint has not changed. The footprint of the. But the description on this survey that said one and one half story brick and frame, well, that is no longer correct.
No, and he said he put some facts on it.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, look, answer Bob's question first. So it's not a one, wait, it's not a one and a half story building.
As shown on this, is correct. But the description says one and one half story brick and frame dwelling. That is no longer correct.
It's a two-story.
It's a two-story. Do you remember when that work was done? What year?
1997, 98.
97.
Can I just get you to, why don't you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear testimony you're giving is about truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yep.
And just state your name?
No.
Okay. Hang on, and wait, let me, hold on, Dave. So on this survey that we have here, this is the only thing that we have. There are decks that are not shown on this that would change the footprint?
No, not of the structure. There is a deck.
Where's the deck located?
Can I show you?
Yes. What do you have there?
These are drawings.
Yeah, come on, just let's look at these for a second and,
Need a survey.
Let me just see what it's got. So this. You know, when you, did you, you didn't hand in this whole package because we don't have anything, any of this stuff. No, just this is what's not, just that. We have like five copies of this, but.
No, this is what I submitted, the whole package.
Did you give copies?
Did you?
What's that?
Yeah.
This is the only thing I received, unless you're mistaken that you gave that to Mary. To Mary? Yeah, see, you should have given me all those. We're separate from Mary.
Well, I'm just following the instructions I gave them.
No, she doesn't give us the plans, no. She rules initially, so you present plans, she's going to say, yeah, you're in. And then she said, you've got to go to the planning board. When you go to the planning board, you have to give the planning board that package. So this is Mary's handwriting on this.
Could you do us a favor and just come forward so our.
So we can.
Tape recorder picks everybody up. Sorry.
Wait, don't talk until you get near the mic because we. Yeah, come up. I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was there with Mary and I presented all that and then she took the.
Survey.
And drew it on.
Okay.
Picture on the survey.
So this, we're looking at what I marked as A2, which is the survey. And these, this hash mark which says proposed 12 by 20 deck, and then the other hash mark area, 5 by 6 elevator, that Mary wrote that in for you.
And Mary drew the addition.
Correct.
With the hash mark on the survey.
On the survey.
Yes.
The survey from Mary.
That's hers, right. Now, hold on, wait, just finish. So now, these documents that you have, who drew these pictures?
I did.
Okay.
Showed them to me.
But you did not present it to the board. You handed in your application.
Oh.
To the board, to Kathy.
To me.
Not to Mary.
Jim, I handed it to Mary. No, I.
No, wait, not Mary.
I mean, no, I handed it to Kathy. I just handed her what Mary.
Drew on.
So I did not hand those pictures to Kathy.
All right, and So somewhere, you on this picture, there's going to be, you've added decks somewhere, right?
Correct.
Front, back, side, do we know? I mean, you know, I know. What's that?
I can show you. This is the existing as it stands now after my.
It's a beautiful drawing. So were you trained in that or what?
I have some experience. But this whole second floor where you mentioned a story and a half.
Right.
She expanded out the heat. All we did is we bumped the ridge up just to make, so we didn't have all those eaves on the property.
And that was approved 20 years ago.
20 years ago. With new access points on the back of the house and on the side of the house.
So they're the decks that don't show on this old survey?
Right, on the old survey.
Okay. To clarify that. Okay.
So why did you never get an updated survey?
Well, we probably have something here already if he had an approval somewhere. Upstairs, downstairs, or washed away by Sandy. But,
Okay, so let me just take a gander because.
I think we should discuss the changes that you're asking for. Personally, this way. And you explained that to us based on this. And why don't you tell us what you're asking us to approve?
Essentially, what I have now is as you come off of Normandy, it's a two family house. The downstairs apartment is from it off of Ocean Avenue. Our residence is on the second story. You come in off of Normandy on the back street. Right now, as we come into Normandy, there's a back porch with a staircase that goes up to a 5-foot landing that gives us access to the second floor. We also have the back door on the first floor and go upstairs on an interior staircase.
Okay.
What I propose to do is eliminate that back staircase going up to the second floor entry, putting a deck out there with an outdoor elevator lift going up to that second floor.
And this is the Normandy Place side?
Correct.
Okay. And the
right now there's a
the deck that
5 by 30 foot walkway, like catwalk on the side of the structure. I'm going to eliminate that at the staircase and put a 12 by 20 foot deck rather than and a lift going up to the second floor elevation.
So that's on the side?
Okay. Correct.
Right. And what would the setbacks between that and the property line be?
Right now,
because you're going out, right?
Right now, as it exists, as you would come off of Ocean Avenue, there's a 5-foot setback from my existing first floor deck. There's a 5-foot setback.
And that's going to remain?
That's going to remain. Now you get back into the property 20 feet. I'm going to go up. And the upper deck would still be maintained that 5-foot setback. The footings would actually be 8-foot.
So both side yards, we require 15 feet. You have, right now you have 7 foot on one side and you're going to go to 5, correct? And what's the setback on the other side?
3 feet.
So your total side of both yards would be 8. So you have 3 feet on one side and that's not going to change.
Right.
And you have 7 feet now on. On which side are we looking at, just so we know which side that is, where you've gone to 5 feet?
On the south.
That's on the south side? Okay.
How close to the property line is the next house south? About 4 feet, 3.5 feet. And to the north. I have a 3-foot setback and they have a 5 or 7 foot. I think it's 5 foot, so it's got that.
And you're proposing a 5 foot setback here, and you're saying it's about 4 feet to the next house.
Right, there's a fence, and then there's like 3 or 4 feet to the next house. Like this 5 feet setback on the front, towards the front of the house, that's existed for, since I did the variance.
And there's dirt driving and garage, I'm assuming that you haven't had access to that for a long time, because you have that other deck, or deck. You're not able to drive back there.
No, you've never been able to have permission out of Mr. Martin.
And you have two parking spaces in the front.
No parking spaces in the front.
On Ocean Avenue?
Oh, I have a garage across the street. You access the garage and the dirt drive from one.
And then you have across Ocean Avenue on lot 74, you have, you can go out on the other side of Ocean Avenue? And you have park, you park over there?
And a park somewhere.
And how many cars can fit over there?
Depending how creative I can get, 18 to 20 cars.
Okay.
And use a spot in the summer.
We'll see how that is gonna happen.
I just, I mean, with, unless the board has an objection, I would mark his other plans that Bob's looking at, you know. And I think you can, you know, then obviously require him to do an as-built survey that's gonna show everything on the property, so that.
Can I do that, or as-built drawing?
Well, you're gonna need a survey.
You need a accurate survey. They will not accept an application permit for the permits. Because this is outdated, you admit that you have done changes to the house since the survey was done, so this is inaccurate.
Well, we probably have.
Why?
What do you want?
Wait, he didn't, we probably have what?
We probably have the approval in our files.
I want it completed, he had to have a.
He needs to present that to us.
You don't have to have an as-built survey, Dave, on normal, I mean, depends on the project. Especially not 20 years ago.
That's an excuse, 20 years ago. You need an as-built survey. This doesn't reflect exactly what it's saying.
Right, it does not, that's correct. So the issue, just Mr. Moran, is that, you know, what you're showing, it doesn't really reflect everything that's on the site with the decks and whatever you had.
That's why I thought the drawings that I.
Well, they look lovely, but we didn't get them, we didn't get them.
I have objections of what you're doing, but I can't, I'm trying to make a decision on evidence that is outdated and incorrect.
Well, I don't know if his, the pictures that he has.
His interpretation, I'm a little concerned about the width of that, because I'm a neighbor, it's a second floor deck.
Well, now, you know, it's not that close, the other house is far away, right? The house in the south is.
Yeah, they kept it temple like the deck, and you have a 7 yard setback, 7 yard.
What, 5 yard setback? My concern is that I'm looking at a survey that's obsolete.
Well, you can require him to update it when.
If you had a new survey, you would have the.
It would reflect exactly the show today.
What's there and what's proposed.
He's gonna need that survey for the building department anyway.
Well, he's not gonna get to that though until it's done. I would think, I don't.
What?
You don't have any pictures of the house.
I have a picture.
Yeah.
I thought this existing survey with my drawings and testimony.
Well, just, if the survey reflected what was actually on the site, that would be one thing, but it doesn't, you know? So that's.
My drawings do.
Do you, what kind of training do you have?
Licensed.
Oh, do one, what kind, you did a lovely job, so you must have some training, what kind of training?
I've been international, I've worked for an engineering firm for quite a few years, but.
I understand that.
Again, that's why I thought that just because I wasn't changing the footprint, I was only changing.
Well, you're, technically, you are changing.
The deck is changing footprint.
Right, the deck is changing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought my drawings, that was just the adequate amount.
Well, no.
The concrete structure.
My suggestion would be to carry this application to another meeting. If we do it that way, you won't have to renotice.
What I had to do, get a surveyor in there to survey the property?
I would suggest that.
I'm going to mark what Sean and John are looking at as A3, which is the applicant's hand.
Can you show these drawings?
Sure. We'll have to keep.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Before you do that, let me just stop because you presented a packet, which has your survey. But it also has your plans. So I'm going to call these, what am I calling these? Architecturals by the non-architect, something along those lines. I'm just going to call them plans. And.
Plans and elevations.
Yeah, plans and elevations. That's, thank you.
And obviously looking for a cost savings.
Sure. Okay, and then I'm going to mark, that was A3. A4.
Like this survey isn't even certified to you. This must have been the previous owner's survey. Maureen Conway.
I bet that's Maureen back there, Dave.
You?
Okay.
There's a number.
No, I'm just saying, I'm looking at it.
I know, it's your name on it.
I'm marking A4, 5, and 6 are photos. Oh, lovely. Very nice Christmas decorations, Maureen. I'm sure that was you.
And how would we get additional copies?
Yeah, so of this?
Of that.
I can copy them.
You can copy them? Okay, Kathy will copy them.
So they're considered submitted now?
Right.
Counselor.
This is up to you. Our next meeting, we have the front door. The holder's going to be here. If we put him on in a little bit of time, the front door.
Yeah. Because he's already explained what he's done. I don't think he'll take too long the next time, once the board can see what's actually on site.
I think what's important for us to have.
Yes.
Is the survey that shows the setbacks on paper.
So you just need a survey.
With your proposal.
The survey doesn't even indicate the stairs that he has just in there now and back on the side now.
So they're all subsequent to the drawing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the survey is.
When you got your approval 20 years ago, was this used?
Yeah.
Okay. So that needs to be changed.
That's not the one I want.
This is where you're going to put the second floor deck?
Right.
You know, it's in the corner, yeah.
Right. Now is that an exterior elevator?
What is that?
If he has to get a new survey done, that's 2 weeks out.
I think one way or another, he's going to end up having to get that.
Yeah, to get his building permit.
We can squeeze him in as soon as he gets a survey. Another 15 minutes, we listen to all the testimony.
We'll give him the next meeting. If he can't get the survey by then, we'll carry it.
Yeah, okay, good.
How's that?
Yeah.
So I go for a survey and then I get back to you.
No, we're going to give you the date now.
We're going to carry it safely.
You're going to, April what?
10.
I have no idea how surveys are.
Yeah.
They surveyed my neighborhood about 40 times.
Well.
Well.
And then if it's not ready, because technically you should have them in, I mean, 10 days in advance too, but so as soon as you get it, give it to Kath, give Kathy, you know, enough copies of it. So your survey should not just be what's there, but also.
What's the second meeting?
It's going to be that.
Right.
What's the?
With setbacks, so we can see exactly.
Let's look at the second meeting.
Yeah.
We have three applications on that. You want to do it in.
Where is it? What are they?
Residence.
I think it'd be hard to get
You want to do May 8th?
Survey done and get it to us 10 days before, because we're only about 14 days before next.
May 8th?
May.
So if we carry it to May 8th, you can't get a survey by then. You need to contact Kathy and ask for either come to the meeting and ask for it to be carried again. That way you won't have to renotice. We're trying to save you all that paperwork.
All right. So all I need now is to come up with another survey.
But it's got to be 10 days before the meeting to us. Copies for everybody.
Because the public.
Do I have to publish again? Or?
No, that's why.
No, that's what we're trying to do.
But because the public has, if anybody was interested to come look at what you're doing, it has to be there 10 days in advance for them.
And I'll copy those plans. And if
May 10?
May.
So the only thing I have to come up with now is a survey.
And it has to be to Borough Hall 10 days prior to that meeting.
Survey that's going to show.
So it would be the end of April needs to be to the Borough Hall.
They're calling it a survey, but technically, I mean, survey with, it's really just plans, like a plot plan of what you're doing.
And I don't know about anybody else on board, but I'd like to see cut sheets or something on that with sales brochure. Something.
Specs.
Because it will be pretty close to me.
Specs on the elevator.
Specs on the elevator.
Let the record show that this application will be continued. It'll be carried without further notice to May 8th meeting. With her hand application will be carried with no further notice to the May 8th meeting. Thank you. Well. Do you understand that?
All righty.
Well, we're just carrying it, but they're trying to help.
No, I understand.
They're our neighbors.
I also don't want to make a decision on something that isn't accurate.
We agree, yeah.
I don't think anybody had a problem with that, but we were easing them through. They feel better about us all.
They'll be sad you all night.
Yeah, that's what I feel bad about.
Yeah, well, you know what? I actually don't because I.
Are you on the record?
I don't because I think they got to listen to.
Is there any other business before the board this evening? Is there anyone in the public that cares to be heard? If not, public portion is now closed. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'm voting to adjourn.
Meeting's adjourned.
What was Kevin doing here?
He comes all the time now.
Observing. I think it's great.